Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I kind of have a voice. It's still slightly creepy. That could be an upgrade for some.
Creepy or sexy?
Yeah, that's right. Hey, welcome to 976 Greg 2.0.
Yeah, creepy.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, open heart surgery. Had it 3 weeks ago to this day. I'm doing really well, walking 5 miles a day already. Back on the air, doing my thing, even though my voice still seems to... It kind of wavers. You know, it'll be interesting. I'm going to start off like this. I might sound slightly different by the end of the show. You hear what I'm saying, Curly?
Power through.
I'm going to power through, baby.
Maybe if you had some helium.
You know what? That might work. Just take the edge off.
I should have brought you a balloon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Actually, you know, no one gave me any balloons. I got a lot of cards.
That's crap.
I got a lot of Facebook posts and messages and things like that. You know, people were nice enough to send voicemails through the website at scubaradio.com as well. And matter of fact, let's just listen to one right here.
Hey, Greg. Glad to hear you're feeling better.
Thank you.
With all this one-way and five-ways? You're doing us virgins here. Anyways, when you get back into the water, let us Ontario guys know. Love to show you a couple of wrecks up here. And if you ever want to talk Cuba, I just happen to be a Canadian that vacationed there and did a couple dives. Anyways, talk to you later, man, and glad to hear you're doing better.
Well, I appreciate that, Ryan. That's nice. I got a lot of those. I can't blame them all.
Great White North.
Yeah. And matter of fact, he dove Cuba.
I wonder if he was wearing a toque.
Of course he was. He was eating that and back bacon.
No, wearing a toque. You don't eat a toque.
Well, you could.
You could eat a hat.
High in fiber. I'm very much on a food kick right now, CJ. So, yeah, I got to work on my fiber intake. I got to, and if that's a toque, I mean, you could technically call that fiber.
Mm.
You don't think?
No.
You could wear it and eat it in a pinch.
You wouldn't, no.
No, you wouldn't. All right, well, maybe I'm wrong. It'd be the first time ever. But let's just move on. We got Vinny Two Tanks on the line. Vinny, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing fine. How are you, Greg?
Well, I'm doing okay, even though my voice still sounds kind of weaselly. I don't know. I'm starting to feel like Piglet. Hey, Pooh.
Huh.
I don't know. Do you think? I feel like we're taking a stroll through the 100-acre wood.
I wouldn't let your children anywhere near this show.
Yeah.
Just a warning.
Yeah. Anyway, Vinny was in the Maldives on the Carpi Nova liveaboard, the one that I missed. So Vinny is going to be able to tell us what happened, what I missed, and actually be able to rub it in to me. For the first time ever, I am one of the victims.
Oh, see how it feels?
Yeah, I don't like this. I don't like this feeling. But, you know, I know Vinny had a great time.
I know how Bill, the producer, feels every single trip you go on.
Well, every single day. Yeah, but, who wants to be him? Nobody. Yeah, you don't want to be me even at this point. You want to be Vinny. You want to be the guy who actually went on the latest Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise and had the added bonus of me not being on board with him. So
that's not true.
Well, I don't know, Vinny, you had a good time, regardless of me being on board, didn't you? Come on.
Yeah, it was fantastic, although I would have enjoyed your company, of course.
Well, I have no doubt. I would have served him up some booze and stuff like that to make things, you know, more socially lubricated on board. As a matter of fact, I have some audio that we're going to play from the Maldives trip that our good friend Rene Dupre from Scuba Pro recorded with his iPhone. So he kind of tried to, I don't know, stand in for me a little bit. So we will see how that goes. Were you a part of those when he was doing that little recording there, Vinny, or no?
I was sleeping.
You were sleeping? Okay. So these were late night. These were late night recordings is what you're telling me.
Right. I was following the three rules, eat, sleep, dive. So
okay.
I was asleep.
Well, that's understandable, I guess. But, you know, we'll get to those in just a bit. But the bottom line is you had a good time, though, right?
Oh, yeah, of course.
So it was your first time to that part of the world, to the Maldives. And, you know, I told everybody what to expect. It's one of my favorite places on the planet.
I've only seen pictures. Oh, yeah. My God, it looks amazing.
It is just a cool place. And the boat, let's talk about the boat first, the new Carpi Nova, which I haven't even seen. I've only seen pictures of. I've been on the Carpi Vita, which is a spectacular liveaboard. But Agnes and the crew over in that part of the world have launched a second boat with Explorer Ventures called the Carpi Nova, which is modeled slightly after the Carpi Vita. And I was really anxious to get out on that thing. It's only been out on the water a few months. And so what are your impressions, Vinny? Tell me. What do you think of that liveaboard?
Well, even though it's been on the water for 3 months, it still is brand new. It's a brand new boat. It's amazing.
Right on.
It's longer than their other boat. It's bigger than the other boat. Everything's new. It's very comfortable.
It's
plenty of room.
Yeah, and that's the thing about that boat. The Carpi Vita is one of the biggest stateroom liveaboard vessels I have ever seen. I mean, we stayed in a crew quarter last time I was on the boat, and the crew quarters is bigger than most regular guest rooms on other liveaboards around the world. It is fantastic. So, were you impressed with the size? Yes, that's what she said.
The cabin was bigger than my bedroom at my house, and the bathroom, and was bigger than my bathroom that I have in my house.
How about that?
Yeah, I was impressed.
Yeah, it's just they give you a lot of room for your staterooms, and then the dive deck is phenomenal because you know you're on this 100-foot long, you know, super yacht, more or less. That's a better way to describe it than a liveaboard dive vessel. And you stay and sleep on that with your staterooms and you eat on that. But then they have an entirely separate vessel that you dive off of, which is as big as some liveaboards I've been on. Do you remember how long the just the dive boat was? I mean, that's a big boat.
Well, they call it a donghi, but I don't quite remember, but it was big.
Yeah, I mean, it was huge.
Yeah.
And I want to say it's at least 60 feet long, probably. I mean, it's a big boat. And they have the...
Yeah, it is.
The compressor on that boat, they have all the dive gear, so all the noisy and wet stuff, wetsuits and everything, is on a totally separate vessel that follows you throughout the week or is like towed behind the boat. And it's a beautiful vessel in its own right. So did you like that style of diving, the way they had it set up?
Yeah, it worked fine. I got used to diving off the back of the boat on the other trips, but this was just as good.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and it gives them some flexibility to get in some areas. And
yeah, the reason why they do it. Yeah, the reason why they do it is the water. They have to be careful because the water's shallow in areas, so they don't want to bring the big boat in. So that's why they do it.
Right, right. So we got to talk about the diving. You know, they're known for pretty consistent sightings of whale sharks, mantas, and sharks and things and like that. I know you guys had a phenomenal whale shark encounter. You saw some, but the viz on that particular day was a little down because it was warm and there was slight algae bloom. Is that what I heard a little bit?
Yeah, or? What happened was a few of the people saw a tail of a whale shark, but it went by pretty quick. I didn't happen to notice it, but a couple of people said they saw it. So.
But it was the mantas though that you guys had.
The mantas. Oh, they were crisp. Yeah, we were right up on a feeding station where they're right there. I mean, we had great visibility that day.
I saw some pictures from Doug and Rochelle on Facebook, and it looked like you had like three or four, maybe even more. Big ass mantas just swimming right around you guys. Was that one dive or over the span of a few dives, or
there was a couple dives when we saw them, but the one dive where they were at the feeding station, there was four to six of them coming around consistently.
Nice.
That was we just watched. That was the whole dive. We were just watching them do that.
Yeah. So you're just sneaking up on them while they're at a cleaning station and get some pictures and things like that, or were they actually swimming over you? And
you really don't have to sneak up on them. They just come around. They're not, you know, they don't even take any. They never even consider us at all.
They're friendly mantas in the Maldives. Of course they are. Yeah, that would make sense. Well, we got to talk more about what you saw. And kind of whet my appetite for my next trip to that part of the world, because I'm going back. I'm making my plans to return to diving, and the Maldives are definitely going to be on my short list sooner as opposed to later. Vinny Two Tanks just got back. We got CJ, we got Eric Douglas coming up, and many, many more right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know Dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hi. This show is...
What?
This show is...
Huh?
This show is...
Scuba Radio.
Hi. This show is...
What?
This show is...
Huh?
This show is...
Scuba Radio.
Hi. This show is...
What?
This show is... This show is
Scuba Radio.
Hi. This show is
what?
This show is This show is
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ is in the studio with me today. Bubble Boy is out and about blowing bubbles or something.
He's got a family commitment, so he had a good reason for not being
there. Well, he's blowing bubbles. And he had some kind of birthday party blowing bubbles.
Oh.
Yeah, not the kind of bubbles.
The good kind.
Yeah, the more, you know, landlubber time.
He wishes.
He was blowing real bubbles.
Yes, right.
That's right. All right, so CJ has a question about a particular dive that he'd like to explore. We're going to get into that here in just a bit, but we're talking about what the Maldives were like without me. Vinny Two Tanks was there. He just got back from the Maldives diving on the Carpi Nova live aboard with Explorer Ventures. Jerry Beatty from Dive Training Magazine was on there. You got to dive with him. That was a treat, wasn't it, Vinny? Come on.
Yeah. Jerry's a great guy.
It was his birthday. I missed his birthday. You guys had a, was there a cake and all kinds of craziness or what?
Yeah, there was a cake, and they were up drinking late at night. I didn't partake of that. I was sleeping again, but yeah, there was a party.
Well, very nice. Yeah, you know, I'm sure that, well, we're going to connect with Jerry next week. We'll get his thoughts on how things went down. But I did talk to him a little bit this week. He's already off traveling somewhere else this week. However, let's talk about what else you saw. You did the mantas. You saw, well, at least a little bit of a whale shark. Visibility was down because there was an algae bloom in certain areas you were diving. But you guys still saw some big pelagics, and you saw some sharks, too. What kind of sharks?
Oh, yeah. We saw a lot of white-tipped sharks, gray sharks. Okay. I saw some stingrays as well as mantas. There were stingrays.
Nice, nice.
I saw a huge moray eel, several huge, really huge ones out of the, you know,
now, were
like
you,
10 feet long.
Were you taking pictures, or what were you doing exactly?
Well, yeah, everybody was taking pictures but me. Again, I just like to dive, and I like the freedom, so I didn't bring my camera, but there's plenty of pictures available.
Yeah. Okay. So you just decided to kick back and enjoy the.
Yeah, I just like to dive.
You just like to kick back, relax. Well, Butch was your dive buddy. Did he?
Yeah, he had a camera. Yeah, he had his camera. We can forward you a bunch of pictures.
Okay. Well, yeah. That's fair enough. That sounds good. But so I mean, what were you impressed with most? Was it the boat itself, or the diving, or I don't know? What about the food? What kind of food did you guys have on board?
Yeah, it was great. They had a gourmet chef from Sri Lanka, and he was really talented. It was really good.
Yeah,
we had varieties of different types of fish and meat and anything, you know, vegetable dishes, curry dishes. It was really good.
Cool. All right. Well, and then yeah, I mean they do. They have a lot of, you know, Indian cuisine and that kind of thing. And you got a little bit of that. Did you get your fill, or did you? I mean, you like that kind of stuff.
Oh yeah, there was something for everybody.
Yeah,
I mean, there was a variety, many different dishes.
Okay, and what about the scenery? Yeah. I mean, when I went there the last couple times, when you're cruising on the boat, I mean, the sunsets were spectacular. Some of these little atolls have these real high end resorts on them, and some are just desolate or whatever, but very picturesque. Did you just enjoy the scenery topside or what?
Oh yeah, you could see that they had these resorts with huts over the water. We saw a lot of those. Of course, like you said, the sunsets are great. Yeah, we did. It was the tail end of the rainy season, so we did get some rain now and then.
Yeah, and then what? You got a little bit of rain,
but you know, no big deal.
But overall, you would rate it how compared to some of the other liveaboards that you've done already so far?
Oh, it was really. I would rate it as very high. I really liked it. The boat was phenomenal.
Yeah,
you know,
really
the service,
did.
The crew. You know, they had like one crew member for almost every passenger. More than there was more crew than there was passengers.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of weird. I saw those pictures. Yeah, what was that all about? Were they just kind of going all out? Was Agnes and the crew just going all out, or were they training people, or was
I
that
think
typical
that's just
staff?
Normally how they do it. They just have a lot of you know, they have a crew for the, you know, there's two boats, so they have a crew on that boat, and then when they're not diving, they come on the big boat to help out. So there's crew members everywhere.
Yeah.
You don't have to do anything. They handle everything all for you.
Nice.
It's perfect.
Is that a week-long deal?
Yeah, it was a whole week.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very nice.
Was a lot of fun. I just wish you had been there.
Yeah, too. Well, you know, yeah. I mean, things happen.
Yeah. Yeah, you got a good excuse.
Yeah, I actually, you know, I'll tell you, I got, you know, I had spent quite a bit of money on an airline ticket and that kind of stuff, but that's all, you know, I've gotten my money back. So I can't really complain too much. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I can't complain at all, actually. It worked out all right. So, but you had a stop in Tokyo on the way there and the way back. You didn't do anything on the way over, right? You just zipped right over to the Maldives.
Right. It was on the way back. We spent three nights.
But on the way back, you did do some touring of Tokyo.
Right.
And
the Ginza area specifically.
I was really looking forward to that. I really was. Matter of fact, it was a TV show. It was like, What Do We Do Now or something. It's literally debuted last week on, I don't know, NBC or one of the channels. And it has Terry Bradshaw, Henry Winkler, George Foreman, and who's the fourth guy? I don't know. It's like, you know, four old guys go over and travel around on a, you know, kind of like a hangover type of trip.
Oh, isn't that called Better Late Than Never?
Yes, that's what it is. And William Shatner.
Wow. So, all guys who were awesome in the 70s.
Yes, exactly. I watched it, but and sure enough, the first place they went to Tokyo.
Got the Fonz, Captain
Kirk. That's right. They go to Tokyo.
A Pittsburgh Steeler.
And I was like, wait a minute. I was supposed to be there. I might have seen those guys I would have went. I missed it. It's not fair. So
that would have been a hell of a photo op.
Yeah, it would have been awesome. It would have been.
And they would have said,
awesome.
I enjoyed your work in Sharknado.
I'm not so sure they would have said that.
Come on.
Henry Winkler probably was in it. He's probably in one of those, you think? I don't know. But anyway,
I don't remember seeing him.
They did a lot of the touristy stuff that, you know, I was kind of thinking I was going
to
do.
Did they go to the toilet museum?
I think that's next week. And I asked Vinny about that. You missed that. You didn't go. Am I right?
The toilet museum?
Yeah, you didn't go to the toilet museum.
Yeah, it wasn't located in Tokyo.
Well, that's
I looked it
right.
up.
That's just...
For a guy named Two Tanks, you think he would visit the toilet museum.
Well, you know.
I really want to... I'll tell you, those toilets that they have are phenomenal. I really liked them. I hate to talk about toilets on the radio, but...
Why?
They have some unique...
What's wrong with toilets?
Well...
It's nature.
You know, it digresses from diving. I mean...
Well, no, it's water.
That's true.
I mean, it's our connection to water every single day.
That is true.
Divers should feel more connected to their toilet. Yeah, the pain meds haven't worn off yet.
Oh, God.
More coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, CJ in the studio, Vinny Two Tanks with me as well. Now we're talking about the liveaboard there in the Maldives, the Carpi Nova liveaboard. Now, Rene Dupre from Scuba Pro was on board. He made everybody very happy, and he recorded some little blips with some folks on board. Let's see. Well, let's listen to one right here. What do we got?
Hey, radio listeners. We're back. We're on the Carpi Nova Maldives, and we're on board, and we have a winner of the Scuba Pro Mantis 2, and Peter was the lucky winner of the grand prize. Peter, tell us a little bit about the new computer.
Oh, it's great. It's a very nice computer. Ah, ich soll es in Deutsch sagen? Okay. Es ist ein wunderbarer Computer. Ich habe halt schon mitgetaucht und war alles Bestes.
Oh, okay. Well, bless you. I don't know what he said there. I think...
German.
It was German? Can you translate, CJ?
I think he said, thank you very much. I wish Greg was here.
Ah, okay, well, that was a...
No, I don't know nice what one. He said. I have no idea.
I think that's pretty accurate.
I think he said it was the best computer.
That's it.
Okay, we'll go with that. Yeah. Well, yeah. But that was pretty good. You know, Rene was doing his best to kind of fill in. I got a few more of these.
Better look out. He's pretty not bad.
Yeah, you think
better I look out. He might take your job.
Oh, no, that'll never happen.
I don't know.
No, that can't happen. We can't allow that, can we? Vinny wouldn't approve, would you, Vinny?
Ooh, no, Rene is well entrenched in Scuba Pro.
Exactly. He has his hands full. That was
He has his hands full. Yeah.
He was going above and beyond the call of duty by doing that. What are you doing, CJ? What are you trying to do? Are you trying to, like, you know, create doubt in my mind?
It's pretty good. I'm just saying, you don't want to get complacent.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
just
we'll
because
listen.
You own the studio.
True.
And the show.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you're good.
Yeah, maybe. I get the upper hand in that regard. I got to protect my investment. Or I could just share it with the world and let anyone do this. And then I get just sit back and press buttons.
Yes!
Well,
and,
well someday you have to groom a successor. Come on. Maybe CJ.
CJ? No way in hell.
Okay. It's a thought.
Ah.
Yeah. More coming up.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
So, do you snorkel?
Oh, never. Snorkeling's an invasion of fish privacy.
Yes, which is why I always yell, "Are you decent?" before I jump in the water.
When I snorkel in the ocean, all the fishes look much bigger than they do sautéed on my dinner plate.
Yeah, that doesn't sound very appealing.
Life's so cruelly in the air, I could stay underwater forever, following at bubbles all day long.
I don't think I rhyme. Isn't it supposed to rhyme with the line before it? Okay. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ in the studio. Vinny Two Tanks back from the Maldives in Tokyo. He's been having a good time. And you know, we have Rene Dupree from Scuba Pro. And he recorded these little blips that he sent me via the web while he was in the Maldives. So what do you think? Should we run through a few of these, CJ?
Let's do it.
All right. Vinny, you ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
You don't even remember. You were in bed when he was doing all these things?
Yeah, I missed it completely.
Okay. Well, let's see what else he has for us.
Rene Dupree with Scuba Pro filling in for Greg the Dive Master on Scuba Radio. Pardon the background noise. We're heading out on another dive. And here on board, I ran into a couple of old friends all the way from St. Joe, Missouri.
My name is Rochelle Lord. Ready to enjoy another fun, full day of diving. Today we've seen sharks, turtles, large pelagics. Great diving.
Hello, this is Doug Lord from the Maldives, and I just want to dive.
You know, of course he does. And he's in one of the best places on the planet to do it, right there in the Maldives.
Oh, my now, God, I want to do that so bad.
I really, you know, Doug and Rochelle, I'm going to reach out to them this week, maybe get them on the show next week, and... guys, if you're listening, thanks for all the photos. They posted a bunch of stuff on Facebook, tried to keep me informed of what they were seeing, or they were just kind of like, you know, stabbing me and twisting the knife a little bit. Like, see, Greg? Oh, yeah, sure. You had to have this open heart surgery. Well, suck it, because we're diving with mantas, loser.
Yeah, it was, that's what I got out of it.
Yeah. But I did appreciate it, regardless, because I would have done the same damn thing to all my friends back home. So
no, Greg, we all missed you. Come on now.
Oh,
we all were talking about you.
Yeah, well, a lot of people talk about me. It's just what they say.
Tear-stained masks.
Is that what it is?
Tear-stained masks.
No.
Gotta use extra defog.
Well, I did see some cool pictures from Doug and Rochelle, and it looked like they were having a big time from the post that I saw on Facebook. All right, we got a few more. Let's see what else we got.
And we're back here live on the Maldives. We're on the Carpe Novo, sitting in for Greg, the dive master at Scuba Radio. Rene Dupree here with Scuba Pro. And we've run into some really cool people. How have you enjoyed your diving thus far?
Diving's been amazing. This country is beautiful. I'm here with my brand new husband, Sparky, on our honeymoon. The diving's been amazing so far, and we cannot wait to get in the water again now.
Okay, Sparky. That sounds like a good time.
Hi, everybody. Rene Dupree here with Scuba Pro on board the Carpe Novo in the Maldives. This is in conjunction with Scuba Radio. We're here on board with Noelle from Washington, D.C. She's one of the proud winners of the new Scuba Pro regulator. Noelle, what do you think about that regulator?
It's awesome. Man, the breathing is so much easier, smoother, and it's very lightweight in my mouth.
New, free, and it's much lighter in her mouth. You gotta love that. And you know, did you see all the stuff that Rene gave everybody on the boat? I mean, you got a new dive computer. Am I right there?
Yeah, Rene? I was the winner.
You scored big time. It was awesome.
Yes, I did.
He really was very generous. The folks from Scuba Pro, and they really took care of everybody on board.
In the doorway,
what?
I heard the mission bell.
Oh, nighttime entertainment.
I was thinking to myself, this could be heaven and this could be hell.
Drum.
Did you light up the candles? She said, show me the way.
That's right, folks. You can only have this fun aboard Carpe Novo. Sitting in for Greg at Scuba Radio, Rene DePray with Scuba Pro. Give it up!
Give it up, yeah! Give it up! All right. So, we didn't have the Scuba Cowboy on board. Or that guy that we started this segment off with. Were they related there, CJ, you think?
I don't know. He's nice, tight little segments.
Mm-hmm.
Well edited.
No, I'm talking about the music.
Oh.
Yeah. They were doing a cover of Hotel California.
Yeah, I hate the Eagles, so I'm not the person to ask.
Not a fan.
I hate the Eagles.
Okay. Well,
God, I hate them.
But that was just a crew member playing a guitar and singing and entertaining everybody.
I would have tipped him to stop.
Yeah. were you asleep at that point there, Vinny?
Yeah, I was. I didn't know that was even. I heard they were doing it, but
yeah.
I was out.
That didn't wake you up.
Well, I had a bottle of Jack Daniels.
Yes, so much for a dry, part of the world. Yeah, booze isn't really encouraged in the Maldives. However, they do have it available.
Is it Maldives or Maldives?
Well, Renee was saying Maldives, but I have heard that it's supposed to be Maldives.
Asked the tour guide when I took the land-based tour, and it's Maldives.
Well, there you go. See, I'm always right. Why did you even question me?
I'm sorry.
How dare you?
I never should have questioned. It's this Florida Mermaid rum I'm drinking.
Well, that's true. That'll do it.
Well,
do
you've it already been there, Greg, so you have a good idea what it's like.
I do, and it's one of my favorite places in the world because the water is nice and warm. You see all kinds of things like whale sharks, mantas, and sharks and things. A lot of the stuff that I saw in the Galapagos I would see in the Maldives. Not quite as dense, but still.
What is that near? What's the major country that's near?
Well, it'd be India, correct?
India, yeah, the Horn of India.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a long flight.
It's a long way to go, for sure, for us in the
U.S.
Sounds
like it's worth it.
It is.
It is.
The thing is, what you want to do is plan a stop somewhere in between. You can get there actually fairly quickly if you zip through, say, Doha or United Arab Emirates.
Is that the one where
Dubai?
You stopped off in London?
It is. First time I went over there, I had a stop over in London and did a few days there.
And you were harassing all the locals talking about Harry Potter.
I was. I did the Harry Potter tour. I tried to get those guards with the fuzzy wigs.
You've got Universal Studios right here in Orlando with all this Harry Potter stuff.
Yeah.
And that wasn't enough. You had to continue that nonsense
in
England.
Is the real Harry Potter. The real place is where they filmed the movie. I was there. I can point to places in the movie. Like, see that? Oh, see Harry standing right with it? I was right there, man.
You could feel the magic in the air.
I did. I absolutely did. It's a very special place. I was really impressed with London. Really cool place.
Is it possible, though, you might catch Hogwarts if you go there?
Well, yeah, but they make an ointment.
Okay.
That clears it right up, so you're good to go. But yeah, I really enjoyed that, and then the second time I went through Dubai and did some time in Dubai, and I'll just leave it at that.
Weren't impressed?
No, but that was just me. It can be very hot. We were there; it was hot. There was like a sandstorm going on, and sure the buildings are cool, but it's like
they have burkas there. Come on,
they got burkas. But it's like Vegas and with all the glitz and glamour without the gambling or any of the fun stuff. But I don't want to knock it too much because different strokes, different folks. That was just me. Just wasn't really my cup of tea. Now, I've heard they actually have some pretty good diving there in Dubai, and I did not do that. And I wouldn't mind going back to Dubai just to see what exactly you can do, scuba diving-wise. But on that trip, it wasn't quite as much fun. However, this one I had planned the stopover in Tokyo. So, you have all these different routes you could go. This time it was a toss-up between going through Tokyo or Hong Kong. And either one of them, I think, would have been, just an amazing adventure. And that's what you do if you have to fly that far to get to a unique dive destination like the Maldives. You split it up like that, and next thing you know, you got a two-week or a 10-day adventure. And you're really mixing things up.
It'd be a hell of a lot better than Harry Potter, I'll tell you that.
Well, maybe if you're a fan of Harry Potter, it's not. That could be a highlight of your whole trip. You just aren't a fan, are you?
You're over the age of 12.
Daniel Radcliffe is like your age, dude.
No, he's not.
Isn't he? Surely. No?
I look much younger than I am. Don't be fooled by my perfect porcelain complexion.
Oh, is that what it is?
And I shaved today, so I'm smooth.
Okay. Well, you know, anyway, he, you know, it just depends on what
Daniel
you're into.
Radcliffe.
You know, I mean,
get the hell out of here.
Have you ever been to London? Have you ever been to?
No. But I would like to go.
It is cool, whether you like Harry Potter or not.
Crap about Harry Potter.
But Harry Potter was my only reference to London. And I was like, wow.
Really?
It was
You need to
accurate.
Read a book or, you know.
Oh, why read a book if there's
Your
a
only
movie?
Reference to London was Harry Potter.
Yeah. There's like, wow. It's like six movies. Come on.
That's it.
What else do you need? Scuba
Radio. Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
How many times have you heard your diver friends say it's been a while since their last dive? Let your buddies know how easy they can get back in the water with the all-new PADI Reactivate program. Reactivate is designed to give divers the confidence to get back in the water by refreshing fundamental skills and dive principles. Reactivated divers will receive a PADI replacement certification card, and you get your dive buddy back. Contact your local PADI dive center, resort, or instructor to refresh your scuba skills with PADI Reactivate today.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into ScubaRadio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
We've got to.
Get down, get down.
Got to.
Get down,
got to.
Get
down,
get down.
Get down, down. Got to, got to, got to. Get down,
get down.
Got to, got to, got to.
I'm making my plans to get back down. Yeah, actually, for the record, this Thursday, I go to my surgeon and ask him, what's the latest? When can I get back in the water and do some scuba diving? I've been told it could be anywhere from 2 months to 6 months. But knowing how I am, I'm expecting it to be next week. What do you think?
Start with the bathtub.
Okay, yeah, that'd be better.
Bathtub and a snorkel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then work your way up.
Yeah, maybe that's the trick,
then
baby steps.
Then a pool, you know.
Pool, well, a toilet?
No.
No, don't do that.
God, no. No.
No. Okay. What?
You're going to Put your face in the toilet?
No. See, if it would have been one of those Japanese toilets from the toilet museum, it'd be different because it'd been totally sterilized, heated. It'd be like fluorescent. It'd be like one of those water shows, like the Bellagio. These are like $40,000.
You
don't
want to get that
toilet
water in your eyes accidentally because that it could have bleach in it.
It might be radioactive. You're right. I don't know. It may not be.
Radioactive? I didn't say anything about radioactive.
Well, it could be. Could be. But anyway, I'm going to get the lowdown on what's happening. I think,
Greg, I'm fairly certain your doctor's not going to recommend putting your face in a toilet.
You don't know my doctor. Yay! You know, when I asked him, I was like, my voice, I got to be able to talk, man. Should I sip on, hot tea and honey? He goes, you got any whiskey? I'm like, oh, hell yeah.
He goes, not for you. I was just wondering if you had some for me.
Thank you very much. I think that is what he meant. So
I got some of this mermaid rum.
That's right.
Now,
we have been invited to go over to WeekyWatchy where they make that mermaid rum.
Why are we not there now?
Well, I should say Scuba Radio's Drunken Sailor has. The people that make it heard him sample this stuff on the air a few weeks ago and called me up and said, hey, come on over. Bring that guy over. Yeah, you can come too. And
are they sure?
I don't know what's, obviously I think they had been drinking their, sampling their own product or what we call quality control in the biz. And they
want. Yep, this batch is good.
Yeah, bring him on over. They said, bring him over. We'll give him a tour. And, I figure once he comes
like
over,
a party.
He won't leave. But it's right over there by WeekyWatchy where the mermaids are. And the whole
thing. You got mermaids. You got spring diving. You got rum. What else do you want? Sounds like heaven.
It does. It very well could be. So that is coming up. We're going to work on that. And like I said, I'm going to work on my return to diving. Which, by the way, what I was starting to get to is that I think I'm going to set this up to do it with Big Wave Dave and the Go Dive Now pool.
That would be cool.
At the DEMA show in Las Vegas in November. That times out just about right. And if that works out, then I could do my first official dive in the pool in Vegas. Why not?
That would be really cool.
It also corresponded with our 1,000th episode of Scuba Radio.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hell of a thing.
Could be something. We'll see. I got to do a little shout out to Sergeant Rice, who sent me a couple of very nice notes here last few weeks on my recovery from open heart surgery. Hoo-ah! And million tips to help our tickers. I am seeing my doctor about my high cholesterol. And wish you the best. Peace and God bless, Sergeant Rice. Well, I appreciate that, Sergeant Rice. I do. I got a lot of that kind of stuff from a lot of folks listening. It's humbling. It's nice. It helps.
Some reason, they like you.
I told some people this week, I said, what has happened to me? What is kind of unique? It's kind of like you died. And you get to go to your funeral and hear what all the people say about you.
Wow.
And it's kind of cool in a sense because I'm surprised at all the positivity. I've only had like one or two negatives.
Negatives? Who was negative?
Well, there's that one. It was like, gosh, I didn't know he had a heart. I'm like, way to go, Tin Man. That kind of stuff. But I think there have been.
That's cold.
But it was
That's
funny.
Cold-blooded.
It was funny. And I did appreciate the twisted humor, just the same.
That's cold-blooded.
But it was kind of weird, And, but what are you going to do? It's all good. It feels good that people care. So, and it helps. Whatever a little up, when you read things like that, it kind of keeps you.
Go getting soft on us.
Oh, hell no.
Don't go getting mushy.
Yeah, now I just got to get this voice in check.
Here come the waterworks.
Yeah. What?
We love you, man.
Oh, that's the booze. Quit. You're doing it too much. Yeah. All right. Well, Eric Douglas is going to join us here in hour two. Actually, is he already with us? Eric, are you there, buddy? Come on in, Eric. Maybe.
I am.
Oh, there he is. Yeah. He just wrote his latest book, Oil and Water, the novella. I'm about 30 pages into that, Eric, by the way.
All right.
And
sounds good.
I love it. I love it so far. There's a lot of action in this thing. And
I try to pack it in.
Yeah, you definitely did so far. So we're going to talk about that. But You know, I wanted to get a little plug in for that. But hour two, you know, I was just talking about my return to diving. You've already done it, Eric. So I want to get from you what it was like to get back in the water and to describe that experience for everyone. Are you game?
That sounds like a plan.
Yeah, because he had a five-way. And he had open heart bypass surgery, too.
Stop it.
Thank you.
Stop it.
Okay, that'll be an hour two. I apologize in advance, you know, but that's just, you know, that's what we do. Jerry the Diver Guy is threatened to join us as well. So a lot more coming up right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay cool.
Each little snail, you know how to whale here. That's why it's hot under the water. Yeah, we love you.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.